Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up here in just a couple minutes as we give the good people of the Delaware Valley a chance to win a grand every day at 3 and 4 o'clock. You know, like today is Yakov Smirnoff's birthday.
Bless you.
Remember what? Him?
Yakov
Smirnoff. His, in the 80s, his whole shtick was, America, what a country! He was Cold War Russian, I think, that then came here after the wall went down. I'm thinking like early 90s, maybe late 80s. Yeah, he was a Russian-accented comedian. That said,
I thought that was somebody that owned Smirnoff Vodka.
Maybe it's like a cousin. Yeah. Yeah, but he was Yakov Smirnoff. Yeah, what a country, America! You know, because... Yeah, they were just back then. The Soviets were happy with blue jeans. You brought blue jeans over there. They're like, oh, blue jeans, Pepsi. Right? They didn't have anything.
Right. Cold War.
I mean, think about it. You know, what I've been watching recently. I'm such a fun guy.
What's that?
The World War II in color on Netflix.
Really?
I've been watching nonstop documentaries on Netflix. I just put it on my phone. Yeah. I'm doing dishes and stuff.
Yeah, they raised the price on Netflix, so you may as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
It'll be $50 by the time we blink. Yeah, but I'm watching. It's World War II, but it's in color. So it's amazing how when you're watching something in black and white, you're kind of like, yeah. But they colorized it, and it makes it much more real.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the...
How old were you when you realized that just because you watched TV in black and white, it wasn't actually in black and white?
A 27?
Right, yeah.
Something like that?
I'm trying to think back. Like, when did I realize that the world wasn't really in black and white?
Or when did you realize that the Wizard of Oz wasn't originally in color? And that was just...
Right.
Yeah. They colorized that.
It's amazing some of the things you find out later on in life.
But I do remember that. I remember my mom had it in her room. It was a 13-inch black and white with the dial, the UHF and the...
Oh, yeah.
We'd get like five stations total out of it.
Man, CBS.
You got the three majors, and then here you got 29, 17, 48 was a station for a while, and then it was gone, then it came back. Yeah, so you got that, which is pretty much nothing. Right?
Pretty much
but
nothing.
At the time, you're like the second TV. You're like,
oh, man, yeah, for sure.
Wow,
for
sure. Second TV in the bedroom? Wow, this is great.
For sure. All right, real quick you have something.
Let's give people a chance to win a grand.
I'm sorry. Yep.
And here's what we do. You text the following word, jelly. Text the word jelly to 72881. Text the word jelly to 72881 for your chance to win one randomly selected nationwide entrant wins $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. Jelly to 72881. Good luck. We do it every day at 3 and 4 o'clock on the Marks and Reese Show. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ikey.
So, yeah, listen, this whole story with Joe Sanliquido and the sources and talking about Carson Wentz, what have you. And I think in the grand scheme of things, it isn't a big deal, but it could be a big deal. There's a lot of fences that need to be mended as they get ready for the 2019 season. Now, the team is going to hope this thing blows over, everybody comes back, renewed, refreshed,
great,
and ready to go. I don't really think that's going to be the case. You know, Carson Wentz, if he's going to be their guy moving forward. He's going to be the quarterback there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this earlier. You know, Carson Wentz walks into that locker room when offseason workouts start. How does he feel walking into that locker room? Like, how is he supposed to now go out and throw and catch with his wide receivers and tight ends and running backs? All the extra work you're supposed to do when you're building camaraderie and everything else in the offseason, you're building chemistry, the stuff he did in his second year leading up to his second season that had him at an MVP level, right? All that stuff he was able to do. How is he going to do that this offseason? and good conscience. You think Carson really feels like he can trust people in that locker room, people on that offensive side of the ball? Because we're not in those meetings, but some of those sources gave detailed stuff that even if it's not 100% true, there's truth in it somewhere. And it's just their perception. And some of those things, like a veteran player standing up in the meeting and calling him out, like he knows if these things happen, that somebody in there has it out for him. The problem the Eagles are going to have, and this is something that Doug and the staff needs to pay attention to, and Howie more important, and Jeffrey, front office people. If this is your guy, he needs to be comfortable. He needs to be able to trust the players that he's playing with, that they have his back. Now, you got to remember this. Regardless of what you may think about his personality, Carson didn't go to the media and talk about anybody. He didn't throw anybody under the bus.
Nope.
He didn't betray anyone's trust.
Nope, he didn't.
Somebody dimed on him or put a perception out there about him. How does this dude get better with these players? And I'm looking at these skill guys. How does he get better with these guys this offseason? If he thinks there's somebody in that group or that group doesn't trust him.
Well, also
trying to slander him.
There's an awkwardness that's gonna happen. I mean, there's just gonna be an awkwardness.
There's no doubt about it.
There's gonna be some tension. But then from there, now is it every time Alshon has a catch in a game, and then the following game he has two catches. Now is everybody being like, oh, Alshon's not happy with him. It just creates a dynamic that can, like, you know what could happen? They could actually grow from this, and maybe they have a heart-to-heart, and maybe they actually work things out, and people get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it gets worse.
Yeah, because to me, with some of those quotes, somebody has some real issues with Carson Wentz. Like, some of those things are, like, deeply rooted. You know how you can sometimes have a spat with your buddy, your close friend, or what have you? You know, you may need a day or two away from each other, a week or two away from each other, then you come back.
Then you're cool.
But if you mess around and say the wrong things during that spat, there's some things you can't come back from. And that's why I'm irritated and upset with those sources.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's issues that happen in locker rooms with teammates.
Mm-hmm.
You handle that stuff behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you let the public into your house, now we're going to pick it apart. We're going to pin you against this person, pin that person against that person. And now it becomes something that mushrooms that maybe you can't put back in the bottle. And here's the worst part about that. And I had a talk with Joe Sanliquido last night, called me.
Oh.
And this is what I told him. Whomever told you that, and I don't know when it happened, when they told you it, who knows if they feel that way right now.
No, you're right.
So when that person was telling family business, if it was in October, they may have reconciled since then. And that's without Carson knowing somebody went to the public and said these things about him.
No, you're right.
So you may have killed all types of chemistry in that locker room with that story.
Yep. No, you're right. I mean, think about it. He says it in when the team's going through some stuff. And meanwhile, the story comes out, as we know, this past week. By November, everything might have been fine. It might have been ironed out and everything else. But
yes,
Joe, he's still working the story. He's still trying to get people to say this and say that. No, you're right. You can almost see how this happened. You can almost see how it happened to where one guy says something, and now the reporter is going to other guys and saying, like, hey, listen, I heard that these offensive problems, you know, these are Carson-related.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some other guys are looking at him and saying, like, you're like, well, you know, hey, who else would it be related to?
And here's the other thing. Everybody in that locker room doesn't feel the same way those guys felt. So now you may have other guys who are leaders on this team looking at other guys differently now.
Sure.
Because just like we're out here guessing it must be this person, must be that person. You best believe those players are doing the same thing.
If the locker room was already divided, it's certainly divided right now. And what do you do? Let's just say there was a story that came out within the radio station where someone was being painted as selfish and everything else. I've had this happen to me at another time in my career. And you know what people do? Everybody's trying to figure out where it came from.
Where it came from.
And who said it. And was it him or was it him or was it him?
Right? If it said, if a story like that is written about me out there in the public, you think I'm coming back up in here all happy-go-lucky?
Oh, I know what you're coming up
yelling out nicknames, right? You know how I do when I come through here. It's like a layup line coming through here. Somebody writes that story about me. Even if some facets of it is true, the fact that somebody in our company
would
actually go out and do that, I can't trust everybody in here.
No, it would create a serious issue.
And that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. Something that could have been handled behind closed doors has become public, and now you may have destroyed the fabric of the team moving forward. You got to hope that this isn't from players that are going to be here moving forward.
Right.
Because, again, number 11 is going to be here.
He's going to be here longer than anybody.
Here's the other thing I say.
Yeah.
For those sources who did that had their personal agenda. This time it was Carson. What happens when it's Doug Peterson?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What happens when, and when I say it's Doug Peterson, I mean, what if sources start coming out telling stuff about Doug? Because they don't get the ball.
Too soft on Carson.
Yes.
He's now
exactly.
Involved.
Yep. Like when somebody has that type of trait in them, or those players have that type of trait in them, when things go wrong, you're not going to be able to trust them.
Well,
you're not going to be able to trust those players.
Nope. No, I it creates a level of dis. I don't want to say it brings a toxicity to the locker rooms. I don't think it's at that level, but it certainly has guys wondering who can I trust and who can't I trust.
Yes.
And what we learned about the Super Bowl winning team was chemistry was so important in winning that season. Those guys went through a lot together. They really did over the course of a full season. And now Nick's gone. Now Carson's the quarterback, and people are walking in mini camps being like,
right.
Like, all right, like what's going on here? And it's unfair to the guys that maybe didn't say anything, because, listen, we all have ideas of who said it and who didn't say it, right? But not everybody said it.
Exactly. And that's why.
But did they feel it?
That's why, regardless of what they felt, they may have felt it at that time, they were still smart enough not to bring it to the public. Like I said, there are plenty of things that go on behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't bring it to the public. No. You don't bring it to the media. There are plenty of things that go on behind closed doors with teams throughout a season. That anybody could write a book on. Anybody.
888-729-9494. So, I think the initial reaction to it was, and listen, going on the air that day on Monday, and then actually reading more about it and thinking about it, you had a different perspective on Tuesday than you did with Monday. Monday's just kind of the initial reaction, and I believed it, and how good of a story was it and everything else. But now you have to look at it and say, okay, well, what does this do to the team?
Right.
Right? And now we're Thursday, and you're saying that they're not going to the players that said this, whether it's a player or two, they're going to be on the team this year,
right?
These aren't departing free agent goal. Like, this isn't Golden Tate that sets up on his way out the door and isn't coming back.
At least that's not what people believe, right?
Right.
What people believe that these, and Joe said it was six sources, right?
I believe that there's a few of the players that said this, that had this to say, that will be on the roster this year.
Mm.
And you could bet the Eagle, Carson and his teammates feel the same way. What does that do for the locker room? And does it hurt? Is it? It's obviously it's not a good thing.
I think there's a lot of work to be done by those guys. Like Carson, at some point he's going to have to let his guard down and move past it and I guess to begin to trust his teammates again. Like that's what people don't realize is that there's a bond that's been broken through some selfishness. That there's a trust bond that's been broken now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.